Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
Welcome back.
An honor.
7
to
the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. George is a couple-of-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning lecturer at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. George, thanks again for being here. You got a website for us, please?
Yes, I can actually be reached. You can find me at blockchaininstitute.com and at blocksedu.com. That's blocksedu.com. Jim.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, George. We had a little technical issue there. So, George,
no worries.
I think we still may have a little bit of a technical issue here. So George, one of the things that I'm concerned about is the fact that the average person is going to have a hard time going to crypto dollars. I'm going to call it crypto dollars as long as I can, because they still haven't gotten their head around how blockchain works. What do you think?
Right.
Well, if you don't understand, if you don't understand blockchain, you're going to have a hard time understanding the implications of cryptocurrency, crypto dollars.
Yeah, what I will say, though, is that for this specific approach, what's going to be happening with it, by the way, just to put things in context, the U.S. Digital dollar is still not out. The Federal Reserve last month was actually, they did a big issue because they're actually working directly with MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, to figure out how to do the smoothest transition and moving over in that direction. So this is not fully real here. What I will say, though, is that the reason why Bitcoin was created in the first place, and if you see the opening line from the whole thing that Satoshi Nakamoto published, the white paper, his first line was, a purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution.
Right.
That's the vision of Bitcoin. Because when you put a financial institution in the middle, that means the financial institution can stop a payment, they can remove, they can do a chargeback, they can basically, they can do a lot of things. That's what a central bank doesn't want to give up.
And they become a middleman, which means they get to charge, and it's less efficient.
Correct.
But a crypto dollar is the, as you say, that is the opposite of what Satoshi Nakamoto wanted with Bitcoin.
Yeah. And then what happened was that the central banks actually looked at it, and they saw that there was a possibility of being disrupted. So they're issuing their own digital version of dollars and euros and yen. And the fact is, if the yen and the yuan in China and everything, they're all creating them, the United States can't fall behind. Because as you say, the U.S. dollar is the most powerful weapon the country has. So it can't give up sovereignty in that space.
It's
a war right now.
This is why, if you remember in the beginning of our visit, George, I said cryptocurrency, and especially in the form of the U.S. crypto dollar, is going to become one of the most controversial issues of the next decade. I still believe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree fully with you.
Because as we convert to crypto dollar, which we will, maybe not in my lifetime, George, and probably in yours, and certainly in our children's lifetimes, we'll convert to this. But there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly in this. And I think sovereign states have to defend their sovereignty with their own cryptocurrency, even if that does create some kind of challenges for the citizenry. What do you think about that?
Completely. Listen, the world is changing. Everything's moving mobile. Everybody has mobile devices. The mobile device has become an extension of who you are. Now you can just put the digital dollars in your mobile, in your mobile wallet on your mobile device. You don't need to carry a wallet with you. And that's great for them because they don't have to worry about you paying in dollars, which they can't see. Because they know you have your mobile device. They know where you are, how much you spent, where you spent it. They have a lot more visibility, which adds up to big data, and then they can learn everything about the population.
Folks,
that's the way things are heading.
If you want to understand cryptocurrency, get to understand blockchain, just the basics of how it works. Hey, George, good job today. Give us a website, please.
Yes, I can actually be reached at blockchaininstitute.com. You can find out more at blocksedu.com. That's blocksedu.com. And always, George Levy, GEORGELEVY.com.
All right. Hey, George, good job today. Thanks, and come back soon. George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, he always brings us some good information. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessinghame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessinghame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.